Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is the producer, the Miracle Man, will be by in a minute. And call in there, and he'll be stopping by to run the show here. So, here's what we got. This is Wednesday night. This is third show of the week. Show number 76. We're fast on our way to 100. It's pretty cool. And I think the Miracle Man's doing awesome. Now, here's how you get connected. As we say on a regular basis, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. Somebody sends this link to you. You get it off the Miracle Man's Facebook page or something. You can hit the link. But if you go to blogtalkradio.com and log in and then just search the words Miracle Man, and because there's been 75 shows already, he should pop right up and be on the first search word. And Faith, Fun, and Miracles is what we always title it. And you'll be able to click on that link. And once you do, it'll give you the ability to follow the program. And when you follow it, every time we schedule a program, it'll send you a text or email, whatever you set up, so that you can stay connected to us whenever we're on. If you have a question, you have a prayer request, you want to make a comment, talk about sports, God, anything but politics, you can dial the number 215-383-3810. And that gets you connected. Hold on. Hang on, I gotta send a text here. And it gets you connected every time we're on here having a show, usually Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. There we go. Now, a couple thoughts about this show. Remember, this is a family show. PG is the right way to look at it. PG. Keep it clean. Keep it right. Keep it family-oriented. And I like how the Miracle Man says it. He always says, don't say anything on this show you wouldn't say to Jesus himself. Now, Jesus ain't afraid of questions. Jesus ain't afraid of dealing with issues. Jesus ain't afraid of nothing. But how you say it is what's important. And we don't talk about politics on here. No matter what you want to do with it, we're not going there because politics is a... Hold on. We just don't talk about politics here. There's a lot of political talk show hosts that you can listen to. Some are good and some are just talk show hosts. But most of all, pray for America. Pray for America. Pray for the president. If you liked Bill Clinton, pray for him. If you didn't like Bill Clinton, pray for him. If you liked George Bush, pray for him. If you didn't like him, pray for him. If you liked Obama, pray for him. If you didn't like him, pray for him. If you don't like Donald Trump, pray for him. If you do love Donald Trump, pray for him. That's our political process we talk to you about. And we ask you to keep the politics out, you know, and because that ain't going to do anything about what we're all about. Faith, fun, and miracles. I see the Miracle Man's with us. I've given an introduction and told them how to contact us. It's up to you, bro. Take it away.
And I'm really sorry about what happened. What happened is I tried to call in at 25 after, and it told me your show has not yet started. Please call back within 15 minutes prior. So I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, who knows?
But nonetheless, worries aside, I'm ready to go. I got actually, we forgot my other one at home, so I'm going to talk about Jeremiah 28, that chapter. Is 28 that chapter where Jeremiah gets that field and then he just about quits? Actually, let me think. Now turn with me, if you will, to Isaiah. We're going to look at let me see what this is. 34. We're going to go to Isaiah 34. Let's see what? What'd you say? Let's see what the Lord has for us tonight. And Lord God, I thank you that this show would go great. And I just thank you that everything would go great. And I thank you that you'd speak to me, show me what to say, and that you'd speak to preacher man if you'd have him interrupt and say anything. And we just thank you that everything would go wonderful. And I thank you, Lord God, for that in Jesus' name. Now, when we're reading the Bible, please open the Bible with us and read what we're reading. And enjoy it and receive. We want you to participate with us. That's what we always say. It's not just the preacher and the Miracle Man show. We want you to receive with us. And this is going to be God among in judgment against the nations. Isaiah 34, let's go. Come near, you nations, and listen. Pay attention, you peoples. Let the earth hear and all that is in it. The world and all that comes out of it. The Lord is angry with all nations, and his wrath is upon all of their armies. He will totally destroy them. He will give them over to slaughter. Their pain will be thrown out. Their dead bodies will send up a stench. The mountains will be soaked with their blood. And all the stars of the heavens will be dissolved, and the sky rolled up like a scroll. And all of the cherry host will fall like withered leaves from the vine, like shriveled figs from the fig tree. My sword has drunk its fill in the heavens. See, it descends in judgment on Edom, the people I have totally destroyed. The sword of the Lord is bathed in blood. It is covered with the blood of lambs, goats, fat from the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozra and a great slaughter in Edom. still reading. And the wild oxen will fall with them, and the bull, and the bull, calves, and the great bulls. Their land will be drenched with blood, and the dust will be soaked with fat. And for the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of resurrection, to uphold Zion's cause. Edom's streams will be turned into pitch, her dust into burning sulfur, and her land will become blazing pitch, and it will not be quenched night and day. Its smoke will rise forever. From generation to generation, it will lie desolate. No one will ever pass through it again. The desert owl and screech owl will possess it. The great owl and the ridge will nest there. And God will stretch out over Edom the measuring line of stones and the plumb line of desolation. Her nobles will have nothing there to be called a kingdom. All her princes will vanish away. Thorns will overrun. They will overrun her citadels. Her citadels, actually, nettles and brambles, her strongholds, and she will become a haunt for jackals and a home for owls. Desert creatures will meet with hyenas, and wild goats will bleat to each other. There the night creatures will also repose and will fend for themselves places of rest. The owl will nest there and will lay eggs, and she will hatch them and will care for her young upon the shadow of her wings. There also the falcons will gather, each with its mate. Look in the scroll of the Lord and read. None of theirs will be missing. Not one will lack her mate. And it is his mouth that has given the order, and his spirit will gather them together. He allots their portions, and his hand distributes them into measure, and they will possess it forever and will dwell there from generation to generation. The desert and the verse chapter 35, the desert and the parched land will be glad, and the wilderness will rejoice and will blossom like the circus. I mean, like the crocus. It will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and will shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel of Sharon, and they will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong. Do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance and with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool. The thirsty ground will be bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow, and a highway will be there, and it will be called the Way of Wholeness, and the unclean will not journey on it, and it will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get up on it. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return, and they will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads, and gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Oh, and when it said there won't be any lions there, don't worry, Lions fans, it's not talking about the Lions. I hope that's not a curse on the Detroit Lions. If it is, we got some praying to do to bind it. But I am very sure, Preacher Man, that it is not talking. I'm sure, very sure, that it's not talking about the Detroit Lions. So with that, let's go to Jeremiah, let's see here, let's look, let me take a look here, thank you, Jesus, not going to read 1, 2, or 3, so let's take a look at 4. If you will return, O Israel, I'm going to start with verse 1. If you will return, O Israel, return to me, declares the Lord. And if you put your detestable idols out of my sight and you no longer go astray, and if in a truthful, just and righteous way, you swear, quote, as surely as the Lord lives, then the nations will be blessed by him, and in him they will have glory. This is what the Lord says to the men of Judah and to Jerusalem. Break up your unplowed ground, and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Circumcise your hearts, you men of Judah and people of Jerusalem, or my wrath will break out and will burn like fire because of the evil you have done. Burn with no one to quench it. But to announce in Judea and proclaim in Jerusalem and say, sound the trumpet throughout the land. Cry aloud and say, gather together. Let us flee to the fortified cities. Raise the signal to go to Zion. Flee for safety without delay, for I am bringing disaster from the north, even terrible destruction. A lion has come out of his lair. A destroyer of nations has set out. He has left his place to lay waste on your land. Your towns will lie in ruins without inhabitant. So put no sackcloth, put on sackcloth, lament and wail, for the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned away from us in that day, declares the Lord. The king and the officials will lose heart, and the priests will be horrified, and the prophets will be appalled. Then I said, ah, sovereign Lord, how completely you have declared this people and Jerusalem by saying, you will have peace. And when the sword is at our throats, at that time, this people and Jerusalem will be told, a scorching wind from the barren heights in the desert blows toward my people, but not by one aid or cleanse. A wind too strong for that comes from me. Now I pronounce my judgments against them. Look, he advances like the clouds. His chariots come like a whirlwind, and his horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us, we are ruined, O Jerusalem. Wash the evil from your hearts and be saved. And how long will you harbor wicked thoughts? A voice is announcing from Dan, proclaiming disaster from the hills of Ephraim. Tell this to the nations. Proclaim it to Jerusalem. A besieging army is coming from a distant land, raising a war cry against the decrees of Judah. They surround her like men guarding field because she has rebelled against me, declares the Lord. Your own conduct and actions have brought this upon you. This is your punishment. how bitter it is, how it pierces to the heart. Oh, my anguish. My anguish. I rest vain. Oh, the agony of my heart. My heart pounds within me. I cannot keep silent, for I have heard the sound of the trumpet. I have heard the battle cry. Disaster follows disaster. The whole land lies in ruins. In an instant, my tents are destroyed. My shelter in a moment. How long must I see the battle standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? My people are fools. They do not know me. They are senseless children, and they have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil. They know not how to do good. I looked at the earth, and it was formless, and it was empty, and at the heavens, and their light was gone. I looked at the mountains, and they were quaking, and all the hills were swaying. I looked, and there were no people. Every bird in the sky had flown away. I looked, and the fruitful land was a desert, and all of its towns lay in ruins before the Lord, before his fierce anger. This is what the Lord says. The whole land will be ruined. Though I do not destroy it completely, therefore the earth will mourn, and the heavens above will grow dark, because I have spoken and will not relent. I have descended, and I will not turn back. At the sound of horsemen and archers, every town takes to flight. They go into the thickness. So climb up among the rocks. All of the towns are deserted. No one lives in them. What are you doing, oh devastated one? Why dress yourself in scarlet and put on jewels of gold? Why shade your eyes with paint and adorn yourself in pain? Your lovers despise you. They seek your life. I fear a cry as of a woman in labor, a groan as of one bearing her first, the cry of the daughter of Zion, gasping for breath, stretching out her hands and saying, alas, I am fainting. My life is given over to murderers. Now, this isn't necessarily talk about that, but the day we live in is very evil, just like that day and those people. The alarm is going off in Zion. On Mount Zion. And according to the Word of God, we're going to hear a trumpet. We're going to hear a trumpet on Mount Zion when the rapture happens. We're all going to hear a trumpet. No, it's not going to be a marching band or anything like that. It's going to be spiritual. But we got to be ready for the end times, because time is soon the Lord is going to come, and he's going to well, there'll be the rapture, then there'll be the tribulation, and then what's going to happen after that? Jesus is going to set his foot down on Mount Zion, and he's going to say enough is enough. Then there won't be any double anymore after that. Won't that be great? And we'll get to be with the King of Glory. And we'll get to be with Jesus forever and ever and ever and ever. And it's going to be so great. And these people were, they had idols. They were paying attention to other things, kind of like how too many of God's people don't pay attention to God. They skip church. They are so much more focused on other things than they are God. They're sinning like crazy. And so they're doing that. So in ways, the day of today is similar to that day that I just read about in Jeremiah. And these people got punished. Kind of like the tribulation is going to be a period of punishment for those who didn't obey God. And the people, you know, who never gave their lives to Christ ever, they're going to hell for eternal tribulation. And I pray right now that those of you who are listening to this broadcast will be all be going to heaven. God's talking, and he's basically saying, because you've been doing all these things, you know, to these sinners, he was saying, because you've been doing all these things, you know, it's going to get drier, the desert's going to get drier, but for the righteous, they're going to start to see things happen, you know. Dr. Barclay talked about this in his I Predict, that for those who have been righteous, more and more miracles are going to start happening. And the miracles that didn't used to be so common are now going to be common for God's people. But for those who don't follow God, they're going to suffer severely. So, if I were you, I'd be walking with God wholeheartedly and with full fervency, going to church, reading the Bible, praying in tongues, doing what God would have you do, obeying God. And so those are my thoughts on what I read today. Now, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word tonight. As we know, Lord God, the alarm is going off on Mount Zion. The alarm is going off in God's kingdom. You're coming soon, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that we're going to be ready to go. And I thank you that we're going to, that your people would just be ready at any time, that they would live right, and that they would do what you tell them to. I claim that the people who are listening to the show take my challenge to heart tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you think about this alarm. No, it's not an alarm that I can hear, like here inside McDonald's or at my house or somewhere else when the fire alarm goes off. No. We're going to hear a trumpet every day we go by. That goes by, we get a step closer, and we get a step closer, and we get a step closer. And one way I look at it and go, I hope he comes right away. And another way I look at it and I go, I got some things I'd like to do for God first. But I'm not going to be disappointed if he comes super soon. But at the same time, I'm not going to be angry if he waits 30, 40 years or more. I'm ready when God's ready. And when he comes. That's how I'm going to take this end time thing and this rapture thing. I'm going to make sure I'm ready whenever it happens. So please take that to heart. Now, for those who were thinking about I have it in me again to pray for those who have loved ones who are fighting something within their families. If it's like a life and death matter or something else that might be serious but not necessarily life and death, as well as other things that might not be so serious, but we know they're fighting something. And so if you have a loved one that's going through something, pray with me. Lord Jesus, I pray right now over our bodies. And I pray right now over the loved ones who are fighting things, like cancer, like diabetes, like heart disease, as well as other debilitating issues, blindness, deafness, autism, the list goes on and on, Lord God. And even for the smaller things like colds and this really bad flu that keeps going around, I thank you, Lord God, that in the name of Jesus, that you're going to heal us from these things. I call these people's bodies healed, whatever they're fighting in their bodies, whether it be injury or sickness. I claim that all pain and all sickness and disease will go. I think that anything that's not normal will become normal. We'll go back to normal, that is. And I just thank you that your hand is on us and on our bodies, and we're going to be sickness-free and we're going to be pain-free. And we're going to be great with you. In Jesus' name. Now, for sports, last night, the Detroit Red Wings played a game at Little Caesars Arena against the Philadelphia Flyers. At one point, the Wings are down 2-1. Then they tie it to make it 2-2. Stays that way most of the third period. And then into overtime. But pretty much right after they get into overtime, the Flyers get the go-ahead goal, the winning goal right then. And Philadelphia Flyers win it 3-2. So the Wings play again in a couple of days. Pistons have a home game, I believe, tonight on 100.9 FM, riding a 5-game losing streak. And I believe they're going to win at least this game and then another one this weekend, because they got to get back to getting winning if they want any chance to get to the postseason. And a reminder that I will be at Little Caesars Arena attending the game live on Monday, February 5th. I'll be live tweeting the game on Monday night, February 5th. So you can follow me on Twitter at Rivers Shukla. Once again, that's RYVERSSHUKLA. And you can follow me right there on Twitter. No, refreshing it every 30 seconds isn't necessarily going to do you any good, because in basketball, stuff happens so quick that I might not get it all within 1 or 2 seconds. You'll get updates at the end of every quarter as far as what the score is and if the Pistons are on a big run or if the Trailblazers are on a big run, if it just comes to my attention. Yeah, Tobias Harris just made three three-pointers. That might be on there. So generally, you'll have what'll be on Twitter. Generally, it'll be at the end of each quarter. First, it'll be kind of an introduction that says a couple of them at least. One will be like, we're underway. Another, a bit beforehand, like, live from Little Caesars Arena, 20 minutes from tip-off. For example, and then there'll be some once the game gets going, like I said, at the end of each quarter, as well as other key moments, like if it were to happen that, for example, if Tobias Harris made like 4 three-pointers or something like that, that might be on it. So you'll have, in order to find out what I'm tweeting, you'll have to follow me on Twitter. And I'll be tweeting quite a bit, but it won't be every second by any means. But just follow me. And then it'll be all good. And once again, that is on Monday, February 5th, at Little Caesars Arena, Pistons versus Portland Trailblazers. NFL. This weekend is the Pro Bowl. Many of the best players from the AFC will be there to take on many of the best players from the NFC. Generally, many players who may have made the Pro Bowl, but their team has made the Super Bowl, generally these players, many times these players will sit out the Pro Bowl. For example, Keenan of the Vikings. And, no, the Vikings didn't make it, but, excuse me. For example, if Tom Brady were to have made it, chances are he'd be sitting out. But NFL Pro Bowl is a fun thing. It's an all-star game type thing. The game will be at about 3 o'clock on yahoosports.com. You can get the app, and then you can watch it live on your smartphone. Next Sunday is the Super Bowl, and I will have, and we're going to have some Super Week coverage, like what are some people saying, and kind of look at some things on the Patriots and the Eagles as to how did they get here. So you'll have Super Week coverage next week here on the Preacher and Miracle Man show.
Hey, Miracle Man.
Yes, Preacher Man?
I finally made it back.
Sorry about that. I read my verses on I talked about Zion tonight and about how the alarm is going off in Zion and how we got to be ready. You know, that Jesus is coming soon. And then I prayed over the sick.
All right.
And right now I'm doing sports. And so you'll have Super Week coverage next week. That will be next week. Will be Super Week coverage and some analysis. But the prediction will not come until a week from tonight, which is 4 days before the Super Bowl. That is when I will make my ever-awaited prediction as far as who's going to win, what the score is going to be. I have one in mind right now. I'm waiting until next week to give it, and it could change if, for example, if the quarterback were to get hurt in practice and maybe it's decided that he's not going to play. That would be one of the main factors that could change it. But partially for the sake of suspense, I am not going to announce who I have winning until a week from tonight, which will be the last show before the game. And, you know, there was something I was just thinking about. Ever since the Lions fired Jim Caldwell, I was just thinking about this today. On the five-year data. And you ask me, what's that? That would be this. Including the Lions have played 9 seasons since 2008, So including then, it's been 10 years. And so I just thought I'd give a thought, kind of, what have they done the last 10 years? Well, in 2008, obviously, 0-16. Then after that, the Lions went 2-14. Then they started out 2-10, but went 4-0 to end the year in 2010 to make it 6-10. 2011, we went 10-6. That included a start of going 6-0. 2012, we went back to 4-12. So at that period, 2008 to 2012, generally we averaged about, at very least, 11 losses a year, if you averaged it out. But then came 2013. Yes, you had a losing season, but 7-9. Year after that, 11-5. In 2014, a note on that was Caldwell's, Jim Caldwell's first year was 2014. 2015, the second year of Caldwell, they started out like 1-7, 1-8. People were calling for him to resign and quit. He didn't, but Martha Ford fired the president of the Lions. They get a new team president and win like 6 of the last 7. Or 6 of the last 8. Something like that. And ended up 7-9. 2016. Lions went 10-6, made the playoffs, lost to Seattle. I should mention, I've mentioned also that in 2011 they made it the playoffs at 10-6, but lost to the Saints. 2014, they made the playoffs with an 11-5, lost to the Cowboys. Both of those cases, the Green Bay Packers were the division champ of the NFC North, was the Green Bay. And then in 2016, Lions 10-6, make the playoffs, lose to the Seahawks, and your division champion was again Green Bay. This year, ups and downs at times this season, finish 9-7, and division champion Vikings. So, generally, how is this 5-year report different from the 5-year report that would have ended in 2012? This report is much better, but it shows that we still have work to do. What would I like to see us do first? I would like to see us get some better running players. We can do some work on our O-line, I think, and improve that. We can get a few more good defensive linemen. We got a great quarterback. Get maybe one or two more great receivers. If we have a great running back, Stafford is over 30 now, so if we can get it so he doesn't have to throw the ball quite as much, it can help us with that. Because let's face it, we're going to have to get to more running if we want to keep winning. And great teams have a dual threat, passing and running, and have great defenses where they can stop the run and stop the pass. So be a bit more focused. If you can get to focusing a bit more and getting a few more pieces, they could get to where if they could stay healthy, they could go 12-4, win the NFC North, host a playoff game, win a playoff game. Ultimately, I want us to get to the place where we're going to the playoffs, and it doesn't have to matter. We're at home on the road. We're at home or on the road, but we still win in the playoffs. That's where I'd like to see us be, a team that's contending. Now, we're winning, as you heard from my five-year analysis. We had winning seasons 3 of 5 years, and 4 of 7. So that is my Lions 5-year analysis, as well as what we need to do to be better. And the Lions analysis has been brought to you by McDonald's, which reminds you to go through McDonald's throughout the season as well as the off season, and take up a Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Sprite, or any other Coca-Cola soft drink that McDonald's offers for just $1, any size. Great deal. And remember, McDonald's and your Detroit Lions, two great teams. And Coke always tastes better when the team wins. Always. Now remember that. And we can feel the roar together. And so, about the NFC East thing, the NFC, AFC, I think the NFC is going to win the Pro Bowl game. I think it's going to be 42-38, NFC. All-star games in most sports do tend to be a bit more high scoring. It's more about the scoring rather than the defense. Basketball, Michigan State has a couple games. This week, Michigan has to go to Purdue. I think they'll lose in Purdue, honestly. I wish I could say otherwise, but they lost by 5 at home, and they'll probably lose by a pretty similar amount on the road. And so Michigan State also plays this weekend. And so, folks, that is it for sports. So before I close, I'm going to do what I do at the end of the final show before the weekend, and that is to pray the prayer of Psalms 91. I speak Psalm 91 over all of us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, and no plagues shall come near our dwellings. He's going to give his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I claim that no drug driver, no drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, none of this evil stuff is going to come near us or our immediate loved ones, and we're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for our Jesus. You say amen. And for those of you who are listening, I sure love you.
Sure love you too, man.
Thank you so much. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see everybody next time.
See you later.
Yep. What?